You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamaria e te whānau, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi, iwa te kaumarima BFM. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. Kia ora, my name's Rachel. And we have got Felix and Austin from the band Persimmon on the line. Morena, how are you guys?
Kia ora. Yeah, good. How are you?
We're doing very well in the BFM studio this morning. It's awesome to be able to chat to you because we've been really enjoying the track Landscapes on the BFM playlist since it came out not long ago, about a week and a little bit ago. Can you guys tell us a little bit about who you are as a band? Who's in Persimmon?
So Persimmon, I'm the main songwriter, Austin, and then we've got is the on drums, we've got AJ doing bass and backing vocals, and a old friend of mine, Harry, on second guitar. I've played in a lot of jangly pop garage rock bands in Melbourne, and recently moved back to New Zealand, and have kind of, this has been a project I've been trying to get up and running since then, and really stoked to have found this great group to work with, and to be able to put out this first track.
Awesome. Well, we're enjoying listening to it a lot. I do love a bit of jangle pop. It's like the way to my soul. So I was very excited when this track came out. And I'm kind of curious, because are you guys spread across various parts of the North Island, or are you all based in one place at the moment?
We're just in little old Palmerston North at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much just Palmy. My friend Harry is in Wellington, but he comes up every weekend.
Cool. That's very dedicated to band practice kind of a vibe. And how did you guys all kind of come together? I know you said you've been playing in bands in Melbourne, but what sort of brought you all together as Persimmon?
Well, I actually met Austin because Austin was touring. Actually, I didn't even meet you then. No, well, Austin was touring with his band in New Zealand and played at my flat. But I actually didn't really talk to you then. But that sort of got you...
Yeah,
Felix, a lot of my flatmates.
Yeah, Felix is just infamous for making music all around Palmy, and up at Radio Control as well.
Awesome.
And then the others are kind of old friends of mine. Yeah.
That sounds like a lovely way. I guess as long as you like the people you're making music with, that's, I guess, all you can really ask for, isn't it? Of course, Radio Control for BFM listeners. Many people know as sort of a sister station, part of the student radio network. We all love to hear what's going on in other parts of the country on the old student loop. And what kind of has the last sort of weird year, last couple of months, been like for the music scene in Palmy? Have you sort of had a coming together of peoples, or have people kind of just been squirreling away in their ISO bubbles? What's the vibe kind of been for you guys?
Yeah, Palmy's actually really lucky to have like a couple of venues and like art spaces which have been running some sort of live stream events from different people's houses, and like the radio's been involved in that as well. And then I guess because it's a small enough place, we've had a lot of people doing their own recordings and stuff, and we got to do just some easy bedroom recording with a pretty quick turnaround, and are going to do some more stuff planned from that recording session as well. So Palmy's actually been pretty active. Like, even at the moment, the Stomachs and Snails are both having gigs, and they're all sold out because they're only sort of 20-30 people seated shows. But it's really cool because it means it feels like there's a really in-demand music scene. even if there's only like 20 people, it just means every show you play is sold out. And
it's great for funding applications.
Exactly, yeah. Never been able to say that before.
It is a pretty cool thing, I guess, in weird and tough times. The community does kind of pull through, and you do get to have these new ways of experiencing music. I know I've seen a few seated shows of bands that I never thought I'd be sort of like sat down at a table enjoying, some raucous punk music or something like that. But it gives you a whole new way of experiencing music that you like. What kind of influences your sound as Persimmon as a band? What do you listen to or look to when you're writing stuff?
I guess I've kind of taken from a lot of jangly garage pop bands I really liked in Melbourne, like Chook Race and Parsnip, and another one who put out an album recently, Pure Modes, which is really cool. But then some of the bigger artists like Big Thief and Stella Donnelly as well, cool stuff we've been listening to. I guess, yeah, I'm quite into a lot of female-fronted kind of indie pop bands.
And what kind of stuff do you write about, Austin? Is there sort of something that you feel like ties your tracks together, or is it just like what strikes you on a day and you sort of put your pen to paper?
Well, actually, for this project, my partner had a child a couple of years ago, so the last couple of years have been pretty crazy for us, and so I've just been making a lot of notes, and while I'm walking the dog or pushing the pushchair, kind of, and figuring out, yeah, lots of little snapshots of just nostalgic stuff about big changes in life, and then trying to thread those together, and also the kind of the duality of when you live somewhere else and you kind of long for home, and then when you're home it's always different. And yeah,
I think there's like a word for that in Welsh, which is like hiareth, I think, and that means like missing a home that doesn't exist. And I've always thought that's a really like lovely way of describing that feeling where you're like, it's probably not the thing I'm actually remembering, but this is definitely something I'm experiencing right now.
Yeah, cool.
Landscapes is a lovely, lovely track, and it kind of has a lot of that sensibility to it. Why did you choose this as your first single?
It was quite good because we'd just been, these songs, they've been brewing away for me for a while, but then playing them with the band, they were able to kind of get a fresh take on it and also their opinion, and this was just the one that stood out to the others, and I think we were playing it tight as a band. So yeah, this one and the other single we're going to put out soon were just the ones that kind of came to the forefront.
Well, we're very glad to have it, and looking forward to maybe a longer an EP or an album or something. Is that something we can hope to hear from you guys soon?
We're going to put out one more single from the session we've done, and then we'll look to putting stuff together for a bigger EP.
Yeah, when that next single comes out though, I'm really looking forward to that, because that song in particular is like my favorite song that we do, and that one's kind of had the best reception live as well, so that'll be cool. Those are the only ones that have been recorded.
Well, that'll be very exciting for us. Right now though, we're going to enjoy Landscapes. Thank you very much, Felix and Austin from Persimmon, for having a chat to us, and hopefully we'll be able to catch you at a gig soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a lovely day, guys. We'll see you later.
Cheers. Another city landscape.
so even and intense. They all look like kids now. Why keep trying when you can pretend? Now we're in the kitchen, talking about vitamins, sharing stories. We're taking a lightning with another frost, another city landscape. People from our past only see in the mall at Christmas. Just happen to have the same face. People from my past only see in the mall at Christmas. Now I'm someone new. I just happen to have the same face. Now it's coming back again.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.